But you won't be the last. We are all going to have to learn to live without the comforting lies we whisper to ourselves in the darkness of our minds.
I'm capable of forming relationships, even long-lasting, stable ones. How does that square with your portrait of me as a shock trauma victim?
Manning frowned as if puzzled by the question.
You mean Mr. Patterson? But there's no contradiction there.
He walked over to Bobby and, with a murmured apology, studied him.
In many ways, Bobby Patterson is one of the most childlike adults I have ever encountered. He is, therefore, an exact fit for the child-shaped hole at the center of your personality.
He turned to Kate.
You see?
She stared at him, her color high.
16. The Water War. Heather sat at her home soft screen. She entered fresh search parameters. Country, Uzbekistan. Town, Nukus. She wasn't surprised to see an attractive turquoise blockout appear before her. Nukus was, after all, a war zone. But that wouldn't stop Heather for long. She had found reason in her time to find ways past censoring software before, and having access to a worm cam of her own was a powerful motivation. Smiling, she went to work. When, after much public pressure, the first enterprising companies started offering worm cam access to private citizens via the Internet, Heather Mays was quick to subscribe. She could even work from home. From a straightforward menu, she selected a location to view. This could be anywhere in the world, specified by geographical coordinates or postal address as precisely as she could narrow it down. The mediating software would convert her request to latitude-longitude coordinates and would offer her further options. The idea was to narrow her selection down until she reached a specification of a room-sized volume, somewhere on or near the surface of the Earth, where a wormhole mouth would be established. There was also a randomizing feature if she had no preference. For instance, if she wanted to view some remote, picture-postcard, coral atoll, but didn't care which, she could even, at additional cost, select intermediate views. So, for example, she could view a street and select a house to call at. When she'd made her choice, a wormhole would be opened up between the supplier's central server location and the site of her choice. Images from the worm cam would then be sent direct to her home terminal. She could even guide the viewpoint within a limited volume. The worm cam's commercial interface made it feel like a toy, and every image was indelibly marked by intrusive Our World logos and ads. But Heather knew that intrinsically, the worm cam was much more powerful than it appeared in this first public incarnation. When she had first mastered the system, she was inordinately pleased and called Mary to come see.
Look,
she said, pointing. The cam image was of a nondescript house in evening summer sunlight. The image frame was plastered with annoying ad logos.
That's the house where I was born, in Boise, Idaho. In that very room, in fact.
Mary shrugged.
Are you going to give me a turn?
Sure.
In fact, I got it for you, in part. Your homework assignments...
Yeah.
Listen, this isn't a toy.
Abruptly, the screen filled up with a soothing color blockout. Mary frowned.
What's wrong? Oh, I get it. It comes with a nanny filter, so we're still only seeing what they will allow us to see.
The idea was that the worm cams couldn't be used voyeuristically to spy on people in their homes or other private places, or to breach corporate confidentiality, or to view government buildings, military establishments, police stations, and other sensitive places. The nanny software was also supposed to monitor patterns of usage and, in case of morbid or excessive behavior, to break the service and offer counseling, either by expert system or a human agent. And, for now, only the remote viewing facilities of the worm cam had been made available. Past viewing was considered, by a whole slew of experts, to be much too dangerous to be put in the hands of the public. In fact, it was argued, it would be dangerous even to make the existence of the past viewer facility widely known. But, of course, all this cotton-wool wrapping would only be as effective as the ingenuity of the human designers behind it. And already, fueled by Internet rumor and industry leaks and speculation, Clamor was rising for much wider public access to the Wormcam's full power, to the past viewers themselves.